If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Welcome back, adventurer. Do you feel that? Like a soft breeze through tall grass. The birds, oh, they sound so sweet. Tonight, adventurer, we learn about the crossroads in every tale. Moments when one path splits into two, when hearts beat a little faster, when a single choice can change everything. This card speaks not just of romance, but connection, trust, vulnerability, and choice. Tonight, we draw the Lovers. Tell you of the time I met a mirror with a heartbeat. It was near the River of Names, where the mist clings low and the willow bows like old matchmakers. I was young, a little too young perhaps, and I was lost, both in direction and desire. And there she was, standing across the water, staring back at me as though she knew my name before I even spoke it. She wasn't beautiful in the way that songs describe. No. She was something else. Something truer. I spoke first. Are you waiting for someone? She smiled back. No. I was wondering if you'd ever arrive. Adventurer, we spoke for hours. She asked questions that no one had ever asked me, about the dreams I had abandoned, about the mask I wore when I went out into the world, about the wound that I pretended was a birthmark. And slowly, I could see myself through her eyes, not as a bard, or a wanderer, or even a man, but something whole, something honest. That was the gift that she had given me. Not love, not yet at least, but clarity. Clarity to see me. And that, adventurer, that was just the beginning. You see, the lover's card is often mistaken as being purely romantic. And yes, it can be, but it speaks of attraction, soulmates, and a deeper emotional connection. But at its heart, the lover's is about alignment. Alignment between people, between values, between the self and the soul. It's about choices that are made with integrity. About standing at a crossroads and asking, who am I really? And what do I truly want? In mythic terms, it's the part of the hero's journey where they must choose the path of truth over comfort. The path of love over fear. The path of union over isolation. This card invites you to see yourself fully, especially in the eyes of another. And to love not just what's easy to love, but to love all of it. In a reading, the lovers often signals a significant connection, be it romantic, platonic, or spiritual. A relationship that calls you to grow, to choose, or to integrate parts of yourself that you've been keeping separate. It can indicate a turning point where your heart must lead the way. But beware, the card doesn't make the choice for you. It simply demands that the choice be honest. It can also symbolize harmony between your inner world and your outer actions. Are your decisions in alignment with your values? Are you saying yes with your whole heart? Or are you saying it out of fear? The lovers doesn't ask what's safe. It asks what's true. Sometimes this card also mirrors back the state of your self-love. Do you accept your reflection, flaws and all? Or do you keep your own heart at arm's length? In essence, who do you choose to be when you're truly seen? Adventurer, I have worn so many faces. I've told stories that are just true enough to make the lie feel like wine. It's what bards do, sometimes. But the lovers taught me that there's a song that no mask can carry. I remember once during a winter festival, a woman placed her hand on my chest after I told a particularly embellished tale. And she said, "You've got a good voice, but I'd like to hear your real voice sometime." That one sentence unraveled me more than any heartbreak ever could. You see, the lovers is not about passion. I feel that it's about courage. The courage to stand naked in soul, to offer your truth, not knowing how it will be received. Yes, it is terrifying beyond belief, but it's also liberating. This is one of those special cards that, when they come up in readings, you might need to do a little bit more. You might have to ask yourself, what choices lie before me? Which one aligns with my truth, not just my comfort? You may need to consider relationships in your life. Who mirrors you in a way that helps you grow? Or who reflects back a version that feels small or false. You may need to look at where you are divided internally. Are your heart and your actions in harmony? Something you can simply do is stand before a mirror. Not to fix, not to fuss, but to see. Gaze into your own eyes and say aloud three truths about yourself. Not titles, not roles, but truths. Say them about yourself without judgment. Say them until they feel like home. This card definitely complicates a lot of things. It can, at least. But when this card turns, when it flips, it can grow even more complicated. What happens when love turns into avoidance? When choices become temptations? When the mirror shows you something that you would rather not see? Next time, adventurer, we're going to go to that glade again and meet with the lovers reversed.
Until we meet again, adventurer, the Tarot Tavern is always waiting, where stories are etched in the cards and wisdom flows like mead from the tap. The journey doesn't end here. It's only just begun. Come back soon. Your next chapter awaits.
Hey there, adventurer. Jared here, your resident tarot bard. Now, before you go wandering off into the night, I just want to give you a big thanks for joining me here at the Tarot Tavern. Every tale I spin, every card I read, well, I do it all here, just me, tending to this tavern. So when you share the show, you leave kind words, or you simply keep coming back, that is the magic that keeps it alive more than you know. Now, if you would like to toss a coin to the bard, I have set up a Patreon at patreon.com/thetarotbard. That's TheTarotBard. Now, Patreons do get early access for each episode, and they're always ad-free. That's right, you can listen to each episode before it's released to the wider realm. And there's also a couple other magical perks along the way. Your support is going to help keep the lanterns lit, the cards shuffle, and the stories flowing, one episode at a time. You can find the link to the Patreon in the show notes. And even if you can't spare a coin, just knowing that you're out there listening and maybe even sharing this journey, even that makes it worthwhile. But until the next time we meet, may your path be clear. May your heart be steady, and may your next pull be exactly what you need.